The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Barracuda fall in both games over the weekend here in Coachella Valley as tonight they drop a 4-1 decision against the Firebirds, and Coachella Valley has now won 5 in a row and 7 in a row here on home ice as they inch within a point of the Barracuda in the AHL's Pacific Division. So Coachella Valley now in that fourth spot in the Pacific. And you want to be in that top four to host a playoff series in round number one. But it just gives an idea of how close things are. Coachella Valley with the win. They move from the sixth spot now to the fourth spot and are within a point of the Barracuda, who have now dropped the Cuda back-to-back over the weekend and three in a row overall and five straight away from home. They've been such a good road team really all season long, but they're on their longest skid of the year away from TechCU Arena. Let's recap this one. Another game in which the Barracuda badly outshoot the Firebirds, yet they got golded. Last night it was Nikke Koko. Tonight it's Victor Ostman. Ostman making 37 saves in route to the win. And Coachella Valley opening up the scoring back in the first period. It came late in the period, a shorthanded goal from Mitchell Stevens to get things started. Gave him an extra two for roughing. And so the Barracuda will be on the power play right now. But here come the Firebirds. Rowe busting in, and he had a roll off his stick. He's got some wheels. Now in front, Stevens scores. It's a shorthanded goal for Coachella Valley as Mitchell Stevens fires one home. But that is all Leighton Rowe with his great speed. Rowe setting up that play. Stevens putting it home for his 10th of the year. A shorthanded goal at 17:52 of the first period. Barracuda outshot the Firebirds in the first 12-9, but they went 0-3 on the power play and gave up a shorthanded goal, and they trailed 1-0 after 20. In the second, the Barracuda would find a way to tie it up, and it's their hottest player who comes through, Colin White, who now has points in seven straight games, goals now in three straight, as Philip Biestead fed the puck to him. And White from in between the circles rips one past Ostman to level the score at 1-1 in the second period. Time of the goal, 8:36. Biestead's over the line, charging the net as Wahlstrom gets for White, shoots, he scores! Colin White has done it again! And the San Jose Barracuda have tied the score at 1-1. White's got goals in three straight, points in his last seven consecutive games, and the time of the tying goal at 8:36 of the second period. But almost exactly 3 minutes later, Coachella Valley would restore its lead. J.R. Avon off a backboard carom, tuck one past Jakub Skarik to give Coachella Valley back its advantage in what would turn out to be the game winner. Avon's ninth from Morrison and Olofsson at 11:35. Firebirds over the line. Morrison's shot sails high and wide. Came off the back wall. They score! Skarik didn't realize where it was, and it's tucked home. Coachella Valley back on top. Firebirds taking a lead. They would not give up after that point, but that second period wasn't limited to the one goal from Colin White in terms of chances. The Barracuda had multiple opportunities throughout the game, but in particular in that second period, Quinn Musty had a couple of golden looks, but he could not capitalize. This chance actually came before the White goal, and what an opportunity it was. Tipped wide. Huntington back in front. Point blank chance for Musty, and what a blocker save, Ostman. Gun back to the net. The Barracuda's best chance without question this afternoon. Quentin Musty point blank, and Victor Ostman waffle boarded the puck aside. Musty would then have this chance later in the period. Poke for Huntington, left wing side. Musty on the backhand, walking straight to the net, and Ostman stoned him again. Another great A chance for Musty. Musty scored last night. He probably could have had four or five goals over the two games, but Ostman with a couple of great stops in that second period, and then Kyle Krinkovic had an opportunity for his first in the American Hockey League.
Roll it towards the red line. Nelson has it. Fend on the dump in attempt. Pressure on. Krikovic's now over the line. Krikovic holding, shooting, and he tried to sneak one through the five hole on an odd man rush, and Ostman closed it and turned it away. Great look there for the Barracuda. And I like the thought from Krikovic to shoot that puck. It would have been tough to feed it over to Van Roboys. So unfortunately, the Barracuda could not tie the score back up at 2-2. So we would go to the third with Coachella Valley carrying a 2-1 lead. When leading after 40 on home ice, they have been unbeatable this year. And overall, a brilliant record. And the Barracuda unfortunately could not change that narrative as Coachella Valley would add to its lead. The fourth line coming through. Novak is fourth of the year at 5:20 from Janicki and Bierzowski. At 5:20, giving Coachella Valley a 3-1 advantage. Skarik's awaiting the puck's arrival. Finally comes to him with the trapezoid. Barracuda will break out. Musty flicks it along. Musty scored yesterday, but it feels like in these two games he could have four or five goals. Down the right wing side. Here's a chance. Back post. They score. Coachella Valley adds to its lead. Justin Janicki swings it far side, and Jakub Novak just directs it home, and that's a huge goal for Coachella Valley at the 5:20 mark of this third period. Yeah, that really put a nail in the Barracuda's coffin. Novak's fourth at 5:20, and then Leighton Rode would finish off his big weekend, scoring an empty netter at 19:54 from Olofsson. As Coachella Valley would hold on for a 4-1 victory. The Barracuda had a chance. They were down 3-1, and they drew a penalty shot. Igor Afanasyev with a shooter, but Victor Ostman turned him away. First penalty shot chance for the Barracuda this year, and Ostman just absolutely outstanding. He is now on four in a row. He made 36 stops on the night to pick up the win, and Ostman's record improves with the victory to 16-12-3. The losing goaltender, Jakub Skarik, he's now 0-2 against Coachella Valley. He's 12-7 on the year. Skarik made some good saves for the Cuda, but ultimately Coachella Valley solves him three times, and they pick up the victory. Barracuda, they say they go 0-5. I believe they went 0-6 officially on the power play. Coachella Valley 0-1 on the power play, but they scored a shorthanded goal. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star is Novak for Coachella Valley. Finished the game with a goal, plus one rating, one shot on net. His goal was the insurance goal in the third, really putting the game out of reach. He's the number three star. J.R. Avon is the number two star for Coachella Valley. Avon finishing the game with a goal, a plus one rating, a one shot on net, and the number one star. No surprise, Victor Ostman, absolutely sensational tonight for Coachella Valley. 36 stops en route to his fourth consecutive victory. Game link tonight, 2 hours, 32 minutes, 6,602 sod here at the AccraSure Arena. So the Barracuda go 0-4 in this building on the season series, and they will close out the eight-game set with Coachella Valley next month on April the 14th. At TechCU Arena, the Barracuda back on the ice on Tuesday as they host the Texas Stars to begin a four-game homestand. We are on the air starting on Tuesday at 6:30 with Cuda Countdown on the Sharks Audio Network and on HL TV on Flow Hockey. Coachella Valley is rolling right now and really rolling on home ice as they have now won seven in a row here at home, and they have won five in a row overall, have the Firebirds. Coachella Valley within a point of the Barracuda in the Pacific Division, as things are as tight as a drum right now in the pack and far from settled, despite the fact that we're about 3 weeks away from the end of the regular season. Just nine more games to go for the Barracuda. Of those nine games, six will be on home ice as they begin, as we mentioned, a four-game homestand on Tuesday against the Texas Stars. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. Live from the AccraSure Arena in Palm Desert, the Barracuda fall by a final score of 4-1 as they are swept by the Firebirds and have now dropped a couple in a row against Coachella Valley, just 2-5 in seven attempts against Seattle's affiliate. Back on the air on Tuesday with Drew Amenda. Hope you join us then. We'd like to thank everybody for joining us tonight, whether you listened or you watched. We hope you join us again on Tuesday as the Barracuda continue their push towards the playoffs. Final score from the AccraSure Arena, the Firebirds 4, the Barracuda 1. Until Tuesday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night.
from Palm Desert.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.